Hello, neighbor. My name's Jackson, and today my papa is going to teach us the Bible today.
Number two, our Lord's coming is a rejection for the unbelievers, but it's a reunion for the believer. I can't wait. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a great reunion that's going to be. Our Lord's coming will be great sorrow for the lost, but great joy for the saved. Won't that be so? We're to work for Him every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year, till Jesus comes for us. I don't know when that'll be. But our Lord's return for His people is verse number 10 and 11. Let's close with this. Our Lord's reward to His people in verses number 12 and verse number 13. Look at this. Him that overcometh, and I won't have time to go into this, but you're one of two people. You are either an overcomer or you're being overcome. Hope that makes sense to you. You are either an overcomer or you're being overcome. Okay, well, to the overcomer, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He's going to do something special. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven. And I will write upon him my new name. I miss verse number 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. By the way, you know that you can lose your rewards. Here's a verse that shows that. Be careful that no man, what thou hast, you've gained some rewards, some crowns, so to speak. Do you know you can lose them? What an awful thought to think that you're running this race, so to speak, and you're almost at the finish line. You're about to cross it and you quit. You give up. That's a whole other message. But the Lord said, hold fast, stay with it, don't quit. What's that verse in Galatians that talks about we shall reap if we faint not? Ain't that in Galatians? I think that's in Galatians, yeah. If we shall reap if we faint not. What if we faint? You ain't gonna reap. It doesn't mean you're not getting saved. It does not mean you're not going to heaven. Salvation is a gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. But these things are rewards that you've earned them. But be careful, the Bible says, that you faint not. Don't you quit. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. And then he says, hold fast that which thou hast, that you've gained, that no man can take thy crown. He's not talking about losing your salvation. He's talking about these rewards, these things that have been promised you, that I say promised you, you've earned, that you can lose. I have this 2 Corinthians, I have this note, and I didn't have it marked. Let me give this to you. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. Look at this. Would to God you would bear with me a little of my folly, and indeed bear with me. He's kind of being sarcastic and saying, I want you to put up with me for just a little. Verse number 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. Remember, Paul had won these people to the Lord. And I'm jealous of you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband. Who is that? Jesus Christ. I've espoused you. He's talking about a marital situation. You're engaged. There's a wedding that you're going to go to. I've espoused you. That I may present you as a chaste virgin. What does chaste mean? Pure, undefiled. So at the point of salvation and baptism, church member, do you know you're a chaste virgin? That you're in that bridal identity, you have that potential to be in the bride of Christ. Now stay with me. Paul says, I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. And then look at verse number 3. Listen, you ain't following. Listen to this. But I fear. Stop right. Paul, what do you fear? We're going to lose our salvation? No. I fear that you've been espoused as a chaste virgin. I fear that you're going to lose that relationship. Am I going to heaven? Absolutely, you're going to heaven. But I fear, Paul said, I fear lest by any means that the serpent, like the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, which I mean his cunning, his craftiness, his influence, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. Paul is telling the church of Corinth, I have fear for you. You're in that broader relationship, but I'm afraid that you might lose that. He's not talking about losing his salvation. He's talking about losing that bridal identity. And back in Revelation chapter number 3, Jesus saying, "Behold, hold fast that no man can take thy crown." Do you know, salvation is a gift. Bridal identity is earned. Now, most people, preachers will not preach that. Most preachers will tell you that if you're saved, you're automatically in the bride of Christ. That's not so. You have to be faithful. Faithful. Are you going to heaven? Absolutely. What if you're not faithful? Well, you're still going to heaven. And we're going to get this into Revelation 19 in quite a few months down the road. We'll finally get there. It talks about the wedding and all in the bride of Christ. We'll look at that as we get to there. But I don't see the point that our Lord's reward to his people says, "I will write on him the name of my God." In Revelation chapter 2, verse number 17, we already read this name. Or verse, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh." Remember, you're either an overcomer or you're being overcome. "Those that overcometh, will I give to him the eat of the hidden man, and I will give him a white stone. And in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving him that receiveth it." Remember what I said, what we talked about that one? God's going to, my name is Walter Clyde Lanier Jr. That's what Daddy named me, and I'm proud of that name. But when I get to heaven, God's going to give me a new name, a name that only me and him knows. Y'all are going to know me by Walter. "Hey, Walter, it's good to see you up here in heaven." "Well, Cheryl, I'm surprised to see you here." I just had to say that, you know. But anyway, you know, but you still love me, of course. Okay. "But Cheryl, I'm so good to see you here." But Jesus will not know me just by the name Walter. He's going to give me a new name. Are you following? Here's another neat thing in Revelation chapter 22, verse number 4. It says this, "And they shall see his face." We shall see his face. "And his name shall be in their foreheads." Let me give this illustration and I'll be done, okay? And I'm running out of time. I'll be done. I literally believe, I take this literally, that God is going to write his name in our forehead. Preacher, you're crazy. I've given you two verses that says, "I will write upon him my name, my new name," whatever name that he's going to put. Do you believe that? It's what the Bible said. And by the way, what's wrong with that? During the tribulation period, they're going to have a tattoo. It's not going to be a microchip. Literally, it'll be a brand, a tattoo, 666 on their forehead or in their right hand. I take, when we get there, I'll share some thoughts with you. I think it's going to be literally. By the way, there people are tattooed every day all the way down their bodies and all. So ain't going to be nothing for people who have tattoos now. It's like a cow. Psh, you know, or psh. I take it literally, okay? God's going to put his name in our forehead. You're crazy, preacher. What's wrong with that thought? I'm not ashamed. I remember this illustration. I'll close with this. I remember Dr. Rick Adams. He was the one who shared this illustration with me many, many, many years ago, and I'll never forget it, that back in the times of Jesus and 2,000 years ago and even before, when a servant paid his debt to the master, basically, and the master would say, "Okay, you've paid my debt, you can go free." If the servant wanted to stay with the master because the master had been so good to him, and the servant said, no, I'm not. I want to serve you the rest of my life. There's so much I could add here. But the point is, I'm not going out there. I love you and you've been so good to me. I would never think about leaving this household, but you're no longer my servant. I want to stay with you the rest of life. You know what they would do? The master would take the servant in a public square, and there would be a post out there, and he would drive an awl. That would hurt. And you know what an awl is? He would drive an awl through his ear, have a little hole in his ear. Now, where did he put it? Some would put an earring in there. Don't get the wrong idea here, okay? But the point is, it would mark him for life. That when the servant would go through the marketplace and the people would see that mark in his ear, they would look at that servant and not say, "Man, what a good servant he must be." No, they would look at that servant and say, "Man, what a great master he has." Because he wanted to stay with his master. He was marked for the rest of his life. May we as God's people have that marked in our life. That people could see us marked and say, "Hey, it's not me. What a great God. What a great master they serve." Our Father, we thank you for your word, goodness, for your kindness. Lord. Lord, bless us. Thank you for that great salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
Thanks, Papa. Listen again tomorrow. And happy birthday, Papa.